Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to the December 2008 Firehouse Magazine Insider here on Firehouse.com. Today we are here with Kurt Verone, a former deputy chief and current director of public fire protection for the National Fire Protection Association, or the NFPA. This month's article will be featuring is the NFPA column titled "The Latest on NFPA 1901 and 1801, New Thermal Imaging Standard and Changes for Apparatus." Kurt, before we get into the meat of the article, Kurt, if you can just give us some of your fire service background, I would appreciate that.
Sure, Pete. Well, I started in the fire service back in 1972 as a volunteer firefighter, and from there I went on as a call firefighter in my hometown in North Providence. In 79, I was hired by the Providence Fire Department, and I was a career firefighter up until this year when I retired and went to work for the NFPA and went through the ranks, firefighter, you know, lieutenant, captain, battalion chief, and I retired as a deputy chief.
All right, great. Well, congratulations on the new appointment. It's good to see somebody from the fire service involved, and we'll talk about that here a little bit more. The article looks at the two standards, NFPA 1801 and 1901, and you seem to hear more about the 1901 standard for apparatus, but can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what the article covers with the new NFPA 1801 standards?
Right. Well, it covers both of the standards, so the 1801 being the new standard on thermal imagers. It's the first time that there has been a standard written on thermal imaging cameras. So, you know, the committee sort of was breaking new ground with that. 1901 is a standard that we've had for an extended period of time, and it's just gone through its latest revision. And, you know, that committee has really done a great job on fire apparatus, 1901 being on automotive fire apparatus. And, you know, what I think the committee has done is incorporate some of the modern technology that's out there in many automobiles and work that into the fire apparatus to make the operation safer.
Okay, and the 1801 standard, again, that's fairly new. Can you just kind of give some background to some of the things that are going on there? Hopefully at this point most departments are, you know, carrying at least one thermal imaging camera on every response, but can you tell us about some of that background?
I can recall when we first started talking about adding thermal imagers into our equipment lists, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was a while. But the idea with 1801 is to develop a standard for durability and the electronics and then the capabilities of the thermal imagers. And in addition, what the committee is really focused on as a really important safety feature is that all thermal imagers will be able to be put into a particular operational mode by engaging one switch, so that all fire service thermal imagers will operate in the standardized mode. So even though a thermal imager may have a bunch of different optional modes and a bunch of different features on it, with the flick of one switch, you'll be able to put it into the standardized mode, so that a firefighter who isn't familiar with a particular brand of thermal imager will be able to use any thermal imager that's out there. And that's a really important safety feature when we're dealing with mutual aid responses, or even within a larger fire department where there may be a number of different thermal imagers out there.
Well, that's definitely a great standard. Again, those are some of those things that you may not come into until, you know, you're in the heat of the fire and you're down low in the smoke and you really have no idea how the tool operates. So that's a wonderful addition. So Now, the NFPA standard process, I know that, again, you're fairly new with the NFPA, but can you kind of explain how the entire process goes, how a standard is adopted and changed, et cetera?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I am new with the NFPA as an NFPA employee. I've been a member of the NFPA pretty close to 30 years. So, you know, even as a firefighter, as a young firefighter, and as an officer, and as a chief, I always felt, you know, that to stay on top of my game, I needed to be involved in the NFPA process. So, but the standards making process is really misunderstood by a lot of firefighters, and it's really a democratic process. It's an open process that involves the NFPA appointing certain people to committees called technical committees, and these are committees of a variety of different types of people. We have firefighters, we have manufacturers, we have enforcers, folks from OSHA, folks from state fire academies, and various other interest groups that come together and are assigned to the committee. And the committee will work on whatever their assigned responsibilities are. The 1801 document was developed by a committee with a goal of developing a thermal imager standard. The 1901 was developed by folks that were assigned to look at fire apparatus, and we have other standards on occupational safety and health for firefighters, incident management, equipment, hose, nozzles, and so on. So there's a broad range of committees. And those committees, many times firefighters don't recognize that they can get involved in those committees by serving on them as members. But beyond just serving as members, there are a number of other ways that firefighters can get involved, even just by sitting in their homes or their fire stations, by submitting proposals or recommendations to the committees, or commenting on the recommendations and proposals that other people have submitted to the committees. And they can have a real impact and drive where the committee goes in regards to various issues that come up during the course of the development of a document.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And how do you go ahead and get involved in the process? Is there a specific person to contact to get on one of the standard groups? Or
There's a number of ways that folks can get involved. If they want to become a member of the NFPA, then certainly they can join at our website. They can go through our Fire Service Today website, www.fireservicetoday.org, or they can go through the main NFPA website, www.nfpa.org. So either one of those you can tie into the membership aspect. But if you want to get involved in the proposals or the comments or any of the other activities, or even serve on a committee, you don't have to be a member to serve on a committee or to submit proposals or comments. And what we're going to be doing on our website, the Fire Service Today website, is providing firefighters with a list of committees that are looking for members, as well as committees that are soliciting proposals or looking for proposals or looking for comments on the documents that are out there. So, you know, I think the Fire Service Today website would be a really important starting point for firefighters to see how they can get involved in the process.
All right, great. And what we'll do is we'll add a link to the fireservicetoday.com website, as well as the NFPA's standard website, so we'll go ahead and put those up. Again, this article appears in the December 2008 issue. It's called The Latest on NFPA 1801 and 1901, New Thermal Imaging Standard and Changes for Fire Apparatus, and that's Kurt Verone's NFPA column in the December issue. Kurt, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing your future columns. And for those who don't know, Kurt is also the author of the Fire Law column in Firehouse Magazine as well.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.